How can we stay out of the weeds? I'm Joseph. This is Input English. The Input English channel provides comprehensible input for improving your English. If you're new to comprehensible input, I have a lot of videos that explain this terrific way to learn English. It's truly the modern trend in language learning. Today, I'd like to start a two-part series related to that phrase that I started out with, how do we stay out of the weeds? In this first episode, I will set the stage. There's too much material to present in one video. It would be overwhelming. So I've designed this as a 1-2 punch. So I came up with a couple of phrases right there to begin with. Setting the stage is a metaphor. It comes out of theater production. What it means is to set things up so that the story can unfold. That phrase pretty much explains itself. 1-2 punch comes out of the sport of boxing, and that's a strategy of delivering one blow followed immediately by a second blow, and that these two work together. We use this expression metaphorically in the day-to-day when our activities include two efforts that work in combination. This first episode is a story. It's a story about me and my sister many years ago. When I was visiting Colorado many years ago, I visited my sister who lives there. We concocted a plan to climb a 14er. So let's take a little side trip because I've introduced a term, a 14er. People are often fascinated by climbing mountains. The taller the mountain, the better. In Colorado, there are 58 mountains which are higher than 14,000 feet. If a mountain is higher than 14,000 feet, it's called a 14er. There are people who strive to climb lots and lots of 14ers. Most of these mountains cannot be climbed in a car. Most of these you have to literally climb. There are two mountains in Colorado which are over 14,000 feet, and the summit of each of these can be attained by driving a car. One of these is Pikes Peak. Pikes Peak is an interesting mountain because it's very tall and it's relatively isolated. It's not surrounded by a bunch of close neighboring mountains, which are also tall. It stands out. As you're traveling toward Colorado Springs, you see Pikes Peak. It's tall and it's fairly isolated. A road was built to the top of Pikes Peak, and you can drive to the top. The other road to the top of a 14er was Mount Evans. Now, you might have noticed that I said was. What's that all about? Well, they didn't tear it down. No, Mount Evans wasn't removed, but it was renamed. It was renamed in 2023, and that's an interesting story right there. Various interests recommended name changes, and the new name was chosen to be Mount Blue Sky. This came from English translations of Native American expressions. So in the past, you could drive to the top of Mount Evans, and now you can drive to the top of Mount Blue Sky. Those are the only two 14ers that you can summit using an automobile. I used the verb summit, that is, to attain the peak. You can summit a mountain, and that verb is used by people who climb mountains. So back to our story, my sister and I concocted a plan to climb a 14er. We did not want to climb one that you could drive to the top of. So that eliminated two out of the 58 available 14ers in Colorado. We wanted a peak that was relatively close by. We didn't want to drive long distances to get to our mountain of choice. We did not want to choose a mountain that required special equipment like ropes and ice axes. We didn't want to choose a mountain that required more than a day's hike. You can see that we're winnowing down the list of possibilities to fewer and fewer peaks. In the Denver area, the freeway leaves toward the west, Interstate 70, and it winds through what we call the Front Range, that is the part of the Rockies that face Denver. As the interstate goes through the Rocky Mountains, you come to a town of Georgetown. In the United States, there are many towns in several states named Georgetown. Perhaps the most famous Georgetown is in Washington, D.C. There is a Georgetown, Kentucky. And indeed, there is a Georgetown in Colorado. In Georgetown, Colorado, that is your taking off point to go to Guanella Pass. Guanella Pass is the local pronunciation, even though there is a double L. There's some controversy on the internet about how to pronounce that word Guanella, but in Colorado, it's Guanella Pass. The road across the pass leads one to several 14ers. As you leave Georgetown and head to the pass, you come to Mount Bierstadt. Bierstadt is on the left. There's a parking area. There are other 14ers in the area, specifically Grays and Tories. Usually, people who hike these 14ers choose to hike Mount Bierstadt in one day, and then they might, on a different day, hike both Grays and Tories as a single long hike. You can summit both of those mountains on the same day. Next, we should talk about strategies. When you climb 14ers, you want to survive. And one of the ways that you can go to grief when you are climbing a 14er is a lightning strike. We all think in terms of lightning related to thunderstorms. But on mountaintops, lightning strikes can occur in relatively clear weather. With high peaks, the clouds as they move across the mountain ridge will pick up a charge, and that can result in a lightning strike during clear weather. Usually these lightning strikes are not early in the morning. The advice given to me climbing 14ers in Colorado was to summit at or before noon. Don't be on the summit at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because that, as explained to me, would increase your risk of lightning strike. So knowing this, we planned our trip accordingly. We wanted to summit at or before noon. We chose to climb Bierstadt. We drove out early, found a parking place, and parked the car. From the parking area, you can see Mount Bierstadt easily, and between the parking area and the mountaintop is quite a distance. The terrain goes down, and then it goes up to the mountain. Trees in this subalpine area are usually not very tall. So from the parking area, we saw trees between us and the mountain, but these were willow trees, and because of their location high in the mountains, they were relatively small. To us, they seemed like brush. In reality, they were a forest of willow trees. In many places, they were waist deep. Some places, they were head height. but they were not towering tall trees. So with our plan to climb Mount Bierstadt, we set out. We needed to get through all these willows to get to the grassy area above the tundra, and then finish our hike on rocks, basically. As we entered these willow trees, the going was tough. It was hard to get through them. They were thick, they were very hard to traverse, and this part of the hike was very unpleasant. The going was slow. There's an expression. It explains itself. The going was slow. Eventually, we got through all the willows. We got to the grassy area of the tundra, and then we climbed to the top of the mountain. The last several hundred feet was basically hand over hand, climbing on boulders one to another until we got to the top and took a photograph. I don't have that photograph to share with you. That was back before digital photography, and so that image is in a box someplace, and I could not for the life of me put my hands on it. We attained our goal, that is, we summited at or before noon, and soon it would be time to go down. The view from the top of Mount Bierstadt is breathtaking. In one direction, you can see what used to be called Mount Evans, now called Mount Blue Sky, across a big valley. Mount Blue Sky and Mount Bierstadt are nearly the same height. From the summit, we looked back down to our new goal, which is to return to the parking area. But our vantage point at the top of this mountain allowed us to see something that we could not see when we were in the parking area. What we could see from the top of Bierstadt was a clear path down through the willows to the parking lot. You could see an easy path, a wide path, a clear path. We could see a path that would cause us no difficulty getting back to the car. With that, we left the summit and started our descent. We walked directly to the path through the willows, and we easily traversed the willows with no strife, no difficulty. We stayed out of the weeds. At this point, I have no specific goals to climb more 14ers. I have other fish to fry. But that's not to say that at some point in the future, I won't decide that it's time to climb Grays and Torreys. It could happen. So that is how to stay out of the weeds in the context of physically being out in nature. And I showcased the contrast between being able to see a clear path and not knowing that there is a path. In the next episode, I would like to take staying out of the weeds into the context of language learning. I'd like to discuss how to avoid the pitfalls of learning English in the 21st century. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.